It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn. What they on? All steroids and no carbs. Them's a thick ass kid.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy.
What up?
Oh, you know.
What are you guys doing?
Just getting ready.
You guys having a good Wednesday?
Getting ready
for what?
Sports.
Oh, your Mets.
My Mets.
Let's go, Mets go.
My Mets, let's go.
Big game.
Yes. Seve on the mound. He's been dealing this postseason.
Actually, it's not a big game.
It is a big game.
Nope, not a big game.
Yeah. It's a big game.
Yeah. Not a big game until it's game 5.
No.
Game 5.
We all know pivotal game 3 in the 1-1 series is huge. It's huge.
3 and 5 are always massive.
Yes.
Yeah, but not 4.
Now, 4 is right.
Usually not.
No one cares about
4. 4. Yeah. 4.
Unless you take a 3-1 lead. Then yeah.
Now, if it gets to game 7, I'm here to tell you, that's a pretty big deal.
That's how numbers work, folks.
Numbers
the
by prime
number
time.
Of the count.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Shall be
thank
three.
You. Thank you.
4, thank you. Nay, 5, right out. We talk about this big Russell Wilson maybe starting in Pittsburgh.
Unlimited.
Is that your sports fan's type?
No, I really like the Steelers because I respect. Yeah, I respect how often they win without a quarterback.
You respect nine wins and meaningless playoff games?
But they're a tough. I mean, they're a tough team. Like, if there's any team that has ever done better with less at quarterback,
yeah.
You know, I'm talking about since Roethlisberger.
Sure.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like, there are other teams that have the same sort of quarterback plight.
Yeah.
And they're terrible.
But the problem is like, this is like when the
how they play.
When the Blazers did this, you were livid about it because the Steelers are kind of the Blazers back in the day where.
They're not winning championships.
You're not great. You make the playoffs and then like you bow out in an embarrassing fashion and then you're like, nah. But in the NFL, we respect just getting there. In the NBA, like to be the 7 or 8 seed in the NBA, we mock you. If you back your ass into the playoffs, we're like, yeah, Steelers.
Well,
the Steelers suck.
There's 2 different ways to look at it. One is through a fan's lens.
Yeah.
And through a fan's lens, I would be a frustrated Steeler fan. It's like, get an effing quarterback.
Yeah.
But just through a layman, guy here in Portland, Oregon, I think they're good. I like the way they play. They're well coached. I like Tomlin. I think he's awesome. This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. And it's also because they've won me some money. I mean, they're a pretty reliable team. Like, you know what they're bringing to the table.
Yes.
You know, and they're just it's a good franchise.
One man saying, thank you for standing up for us, Isaac. Go Steelers, we're not the Blazers. You are.
That is disrespectful.
You are. This version of the Steelers, since Roethlisberger retired, you're the Portland Trailblazers.
Who was their quarterback before Roethlisberger?
Oh, God. I mean, if you're
going... Well, you had the Neil O'Donnell years. Yeah, it was after that.
Neil O'Donnell made a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you had Bubby Brister was mixed in there. Yeah, I think Charlie Fry may have taken some snaps for you.
Tommy Maddox.
I was going to say, they gave Tommy Maddox a run after the XFL.
So after Roethlisberger, it's been... Or, I'm sorry, before Roethlisberger, it was Maddox, Cordell Stewart, Mike Tomczak.
Oh, yeah, the great Mike Tomczak.
Neil O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Bubby Brister.
Yeah. Super Bowl participant, Neil O'Donnell.
Who is Malone? Mark Malone? Mike Malone?
I think it's Mark Malone.
And then before that, it was Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may remember him.
All I'm saying is this is a no slight to the Steelers. We just view making the playoffs in the NFL is different than making the playoffs in other sports. If you find a way to continually win 9 to 10 games and make the playoffs, we applaud that. In the NBA, we call you the Portland Trailblazers, or we call you, the Atlanta Hawks. Like, you're not a contender. The Steelers are doing the exact same thing they do every year, and I hate to do this to Steeler fan, but you're the Chicago Bears from the last couple years God, why can't I think of his name right now? Justin Fields. The exact argument that Steeler fan is trying to make for Justin Fields is the same argument that the Bear fans made. Well, he's not great, but he's winning some games, and yeah, he runs around, and it's just not going anywhere. This offense is not winning squat. But you can beat bad teams, and you can be competitive, and you can probably make the playoffs. I mean, Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs. They're going to win 9 or 10 games, and then they'll get drubbed in the first round by a real team, and then we'll go back to the drawing board. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news for the Steelers, but look in the mirror. Just because we don't view it the same way because it's a different sport, it's the same result. You ain't going anywhere.
We have a big interview today.
We do.
Dan Lanning is going to be on our show.
Yes.
You guys know him. He's the coach of the Ducks.
We're going to ask him about his front door.
I'm cooking on your grill.
He will be on because, normally he comes on Thursdays, yeah. But the Ducks are in West Lafayette. Is that right? West Lafayette,
yes,
Indiana?
Yes.
On Friday.
Has there ever, and I can't say this to him, but has there ever been a bigger, like, gap in excitement and juice and energy? 2-3 in Autzen Stadium to the next week, Friday night in West Lafayette.
National TV, everyone's watching. No other games.
Yeah, is it on ESPN?
I guess. I don't know if it's on ESPN. It's at 5 o'clock.
I think it's on U62. I think you have to go get a black and white TV, some rabbit ears, and then turn that
bottom down. You know where it's on? It's on the 1080 The Fan.
Oh, yeah. There you go. We'll have it on.
When's the big post-game show coming up, Buck?
Oh, let's see. That'll be about 10:30 p.m. Friday night.
Hey, did you take a bunch of calls after the Ohio State game?
We didn't take calls. We had a handful of texts. Actually, more than a handful. We had quite a few texts, but we didn't take any calls.
What was it like doing a post-game show after such a jubilant victory?
There was a lot to get to. It went for a while. Went longer than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was a...
they're on Fox, by the way, on Friday.
That someone selected that game as must-see TV?
Well, I mean, there's no other games. No. Like, the only other game is Oklahoma State BYU.
Excuse me.
There are no other games, Sook.
Yeah, the undefeated...
Well, look, there's one
BYU
other game.
BYU's? Really? That's what we're doing?
Well, there's one other game. There's no other games on Friday besides
that one.
Dare
you disrespect the Huck and Hebrew.
Yeah, and that one's on ESPN.
I'm not happy about this at all. I can't believe you said that. Mike Gundy versus the Huck and Hebrew, the number 13 ranked,
I'm 40.
Disrespecting. How is Notre Dame at 5-1? How are they above the Huck and Hebrew?
That's a weird one, especially because their losses to NIU.
Wait. Notre Dame's 5-1.
Yeah.
They only lost to Northern Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
And I'm telling you.
They've rebounded quite well.
Yeah, they have. And don't look now, but the schedule, it's a little soft.
Did you see what happened to Mike Gundy?
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day.
Well, no, we weren't.
You brought it up off the air.
It was on the air, and I was teasing it for today, so we're just going to do it right now.
Okay.
Because I want to tell you what happened to Mike Gundy.
Yeah, he took his shirt off or got his hair cut. I don't know.
So they had a bye.
He's a man.
Last week.
Yeah.
And Gundy met with reporters on Monday, but his Zoom camera was off.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally he's on Zoom and you can see him and his luscious locks.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was off because he got headbutted by a cattle.
Oh,
and by a cattle? Is that
his cattle? Yes.
Oh, okay.
The cattle.
So, like a cow?
Cattle.
Big cattle, ocean cattle.
And he had a bloody eye. He said, his quote is, "Well, I had a little run-in with my cattle over the weekend, and I guess they've been watching us play, and I got headbutted. So I've got a bad eye that I didn't think would be particularly enjoyable for people when they were looking at my pretty face in a live interview. But more importantly, it's full of blood, and I get dizzy, so it's not easy to be upright and be in a normal function. But well, other than that, damned. I'm doing great."
Hmm. Interesting. I don't...
Now, that's a real man.
That is a real man, except...
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Throw some sunglasses on that. I mean, I've done the... I have to do the show with bloody eyes. I had to do it with a broken nose once. Now, I didn't get headbutted by a cattle, but, you know, I got hit in the face by a Japanese lady. Maybe a frying pan. I don't know. I'm a little upset that he didn't come on. Like, think about the Bob Costas eye. I think we got robbed of Mike Gundy bloody eye.
I think Mike Gundy bloody eye more impressive than Bob Costas pink eye for sure.
I don't know, man. The pink eye was classic.
But yeah, gross classic. I mean,
yeah, but who farted in his face? Like it's pink eye is a lame thing. Getting headbutted by a cattle? Now that's pretty
badass. That's kind of badass, right? Now, do we believe he got headbutted by the cattle or is he, you know?
Or is he...
Yeah, I bet he did.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, honestly, if you said, "Hey, Mike Gundy has a giant bloody eye,"
yeah,
that'd be my first guess.
Not he had too many cold ones and fell off.
So
the
next time I come in with a black eye, which happens on a regular basis, can I go with the headbutting the cattle?
You go with whatever you want.
I'm 40.
Is anyone buying that I was headbutted with by cattle?
You
know. No.
Mike Gundy? Yes.
Mike Gundy he's just out there with cattle?
I guess he has cattle, yeah.
He's like John Dutton out there. I'll be damned.
Yep. I bet he has a cowboy hat, too.
Someone says, was he eating the cattle?
Oh, God.
They're eating the pets.
Well, you would eat the cattle, right?
Azerasians.
I wonder if the Azerasians were eating the cattle. Yeah, you know, that's what I hear. Stillwater's getting overrun by the Azerasians, and they're eating the cattle.
They're eating the pets.
Yeah, I would think maybe a goat, because goats are constantly headbutting things. I would think that maybe that would be more likely. You know me, I like my conspiracy theories. I'm claiming Gundy's lady took a frying pan to him.
Sounds to me like he should have been out there in full Oklahoma State uniform.
Oh yeah, dude, throw the helmet on. Have you seen the little viral video of the I don't think it's a kid. I actually think it's like a teenager that goes full football gear and then battles his goat.
I have not, but that sounds tremendous.
It's phenomenal. There's like a kid, you know, he looks like he's, you know, maybe 15 or something, and he goes out in full football regalia, and he's got this bastard sweet goat, like, out in his yard, and he straps up and starts slapping his helmet, and the goat starts rearing up, and they just butt the hell out of each other. They're doing like Oklahoma drill between him and his goat, and I'm like, shh.
Goats as tackling dummies?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah, you want to play in the A-gap, man. You go head-to-head with a big old surly billy goat. Now we're talking. Let's do this.
I like goats.
Oh, who doesn't?
A little overrated, but, you know, I like them.
Big fan. Well, now I kind of am waiting for the... So if he didn't do his weekly press conference, that means on Saturday when they play, or Friday, we should see the bloody eye.
You guys can bloody his other eye.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, don't mess with the Jews and the Mormons, man. We've never seen a religious alliance like this. When's the last time college football saw two religions come together in one, like perfect harmony?
I mean, you're probably on the path to world peace.
I would think so.
Probably.
Well, you think about it, you know, before every game, right, everyone has to do the Lord's Prayer and, like, you know, you pray to Jesus. And quite frankly, Jesus hasn't wanted us to win bad enough because we haven't won since 1984. But here's the thing now. We've got Mormon Jesus and Jewish Jesus. I mean, hello, you think the Catholics can deal with that? I don't think so.
You should probably scoop a couple of them up for your team, too.
Yeah, I know. I'd
just
like,
to have all your bases covered.
Well, I'd kind of like to get like an Egyptian, you know, so kind of throw in there. We got something, you know, a little...
They tried everything. We played four white guys and an Egyptian.
You know, throw some Middle East stuff in there. You know, we just... Like a real racial melting pot of religions and everything, and then we go through and we win a national title.
And by the way,
I just don't like the disrespect. You said there's not another game on Friday.
There actually is another game on Friday.
besides BYU?
Yes. So BYU takes center stage on ESPN, or Oregon takes center stage on Fox. I don't know which you think is better.
Yeah.
But Oregon got the 5 o'clock time slot. Oklahoma State BYU 7:15 time slot. Now at 4 o'clock on ESPN2, there is a game.
Ooh, what do we got?
A football game on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It is the vicious battle from the Athletic Coast Conference. Atlantic Coast Conference?
Yeah, ACC.
Yeah.
Who we got in the ACC?
Florida State.
Oh, God.
And Duke.
Really? Now, check me if I'm wrong. I don't know what Duke's record is, but I think Duke's having a fairly
decent... 5-1.
Okay, they're 5-1. Florida State is 1-5.
Yes.
Who the hell had 1-5 versus 5-1 and that being the matchup?
What do you mean? Like, had them at these records?
How is Florida State... I told you that Florida State and Duke were playing, and one was 1-5 and one was 5-1. It sure as hell wouldn't be Duke that's 5-1, well, yeah, especially after losing their coach and quarterback.
Of course. This is why preseason prognostications are stupid and no one knows anything.
I don't even know who Florida State is running out there at quarterback. I stopped paying attention to them weeks ago.
Is DJ out of eligibility?
Yes, this is DJ. And, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's out of football after this. Like, and he got some good NIL money, and that's great because he ain't making a dime in the NFL.
But, hey, Kyle Whittingham says Cam Rising, they'd be open to him coming back for an eighth year.
No, they did not.
They did.
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
No, he did not.
I think he said, we're Stop. Open to that. We're not sure what Cam wants to do.
Stop it. Stop.
DJU's 23. Cam Rising is 25.
I was joking that Cam Rising was going to try to get another year. He is out for the year, by the way, officially. They said no more.
Yeah, so he'll be 26 if he plays next year.
Oh, my God. Is there ever been a bigger grifter? Because he probably gets like $1 million in NIL money. He's got a truck and all that.
Yeah, 2 days ago, Kyle Whittingham addresses possibility of eighth year with Cam Rising. Quote, we'll have to consider it.
Oh, my God.
You know what's interesting? Cam McCormick, he's been in college football for 25 years.
Yeah.
9, right? Isn't it 9?
He is 26.
9 times.
So Cam Rising's on his heels.
I guess.
The new Cam McCormick.
The new Cam McCormick.
Is Cam Rising.
It's Cam thing.
Hey, I'd stay too if they're giving me money to do it.
Absolutely.
Why
you're not making money anywhere
That's
else.
That's right. So that's easy money, dude.
Stick around, man.
Then hobble around a little bit. Yeah. Pretend you're hurt. Yeah, don't have to play.
Driving that free truck.
It's great.
I'm guessing there might be some conditions from that NIL at this point. Like, Cameron needs some money back.
Oh, well, what I was going to tell you is, since the Ducks play on Friday, Dan Lanning is today on our show at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So 45 minutes from now, he'll hop on. I think Suk's going to ask him about his giant front door at his house.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the tough questions.
Yeah, and that is a tough question. Yeah,
I got to ask him about his door. And, you know, what are we...
He's going to be caught off guard by that.
I think so. You know, he's asked a lot of questions. No one's talking about his front door. That's quite frankly, it's what stuck out to me when I watched that vignette. I mean, that thing, that's got to be like 13 feet tall. That's
ridiculous. Plus 12 man penalties, that's such a Monday question.
No, we're going to the front door.
All right, well, until we get to that, we're going to party like we've never partied before.
Really?
Nice.
No.
I feel like
you guys know.
I feel like we partied like
we
this.
We dominate on Wednesdays.
Love it.
You
Love
guys should
Wednesdays.
See the ratings on Wednesdays.
Ew!
What was that?
No. That was me being excited about our Wednesday ratings. I meant for it to kind of come out like that, and it sounded more like an ew. You know, it was more, that meant to be like, yeah!
Ew.
And it kind of like, ew.
Remember when you did that?
What? Yeah, a little bit like that. I lost it there.
America, yeah!
Wasn't my best.
How about that?
Not going to lie.
All right, let's get started with our poll question, college football talk, next on The Fan. All right, it's poll question time. Yesterday... On X, at 1080 The Fan, we asked you which NFL owner is most deserving of the new Dan Snyder title. David Tepper, Carolina winning that.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
He's real bad.
Yeah.
46%. He has no idea what he's doing. Jerry Jones, 29%.
See Jerry's quote. He said, look, if I'm going to face the firing squad, it's not going to be by the guys I pay.
Yeah. He doubled down. We played this yesterday.
That's an amazing quote.
It's good.
If I'm going to face the firing squad, it's not going to be by the guys I pay.
I think he used the term tribunal.
Yeah, tribunal.
Yeah. I like Suk's version better.
Look, I can appreciate it. I thought that was a great line.
No. We got to stop down and talk about it again.
All right, no.
Because he's wrong. He does not pay them.
Well.
Do you remember when Mike Rice was in here?
Yes, I do.
And Mike Rice, I'm sure there are others that admit this, but Mike Rice is the only one in our lexicon who ever really fully just flat out on a microphone said,
I am paid
by the Blazers.
To be
if
a homer.
You think I am ever going to say anything bad about them, you're an idiot.
He was great about it.
He was.
I love that he owned
it. I think his line was, do you know when I get my paycheck, do you know who signs it? And it's like, okay, I get that. Yeah. Now, Jerry, I'm not sure if people know how this works, how these deals work. It's inside baseball for us, but maybe other people don't. The station that he was on pays the Cowboys a lot of money
to carry
to
their
be
rights.
Able to broadcast Jerry's games.
Yeah.
So him saying that he's paying them, he does not pay them.
No.
Their paychecks come from whoever owns that radio station. Yeah. So
you have got to be smoking something over there.
He of course he doesn't need them. That's his point, because the second his broadcast rights are up, or he says I don't want to be on that station,
those are worlds.
Some other station's going to pay a ton for him. But what he's going to find is the hosts on the other station are going to be the exact same.
But what happens is that when you're someone like Jerry Jones, you carry enough clout that when you place some phone calls, a lot of times if you have weak management, see Comcast, you can rattle cages.
Well, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Are you saying Comcast Sportsnet,
like with
my deal?
Yes.
So that's exactly right. This is the exact same scenario as the Neil Olshay thing. And Neil Olshay has every right to say, hey, on that show, I don't want that guy. He's telling it too much like it is. I like the Homer stuff. I like the other stuff. Okay, so let's get rid of him. Well, what I would hope is if I'm the host of the guys that were on the radio station that Jerry's griping about, if Jerry really does take this another step and wants to get them fired, I would hope that those station managers have my back.
Pushback, yeah.
Comcast Sportsnet did not.
No.
And that's all behind the scenes stuff, but neither here nor there. But that's what I would hope. Now, if they're paid by the Cowboys, I mean, dude, Jerry could turf them tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Yeah.
There's a very big distinction there, and they aren't just going to suck up to him. And it's also very revealing to me that he thinks that they should. That lets you know that everyone in his orbit is suckling and is a yes man, and he thinks he pays everyone.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, Jerry, they pay you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe you should shut up.
Well, and yeah, the problem with it is anytime you get someone like this, and this is, I've talked with a lot of people that in our business, and I mean our business, let's just say the media world, because it's even worse with journalists. Like, we're not journalists, we're entertainers. And access to us is not the lifeblood. Like, we do what we do. But if you're a journalist, you really do need access. And the problem has become is the people of the Jerry Joneses of the world and players and managers and GMs and whatnot, they hold access over people's heads. And you'd be amazed at how effective it is when you basically say you would toe the line and you clear what you're going to say through me, especially what you're going to write and publish. You clear it through me. And if you do something that we don't like, our response to you is your access is gone. We've seen this even here locally. You know, there was a guy that wrote here for years and years and years, and he just got totally turned off by it simply because of that. You either had to kiss ass and kiss the ring, or you were cut off. And that is a real problem in today's media.
It
and
is.
People like Jerry think that he can keep doing it.
That's right. It's a bad way to do business. From what I understand, Jerry has always been pretty good with the media out there, but
getting bristly
on that day.
Well, it's because it's, you know, when
well, he has no more answers.
No, and when things get personal or when things get tense, you know that someone's taking it personally, and you know that there's truth behind it. You know, if he actually believed he had done a good job of assembling this team, he wouldn't get bent out of shape.
The other thing that he said is that these things really bother me. Because these bullies should not be allowed to get away with this. And by the way, he was very disrespectful to the people who are on his flagship station carrying his water at times. Not that they have to at all times. They can ask tough questions just like anybody else.
I don't even want our listeners to listen to me.
But you just can't treat people like that. It's bull crap. And I hate it when these bullies do this. And the thing about it is he said, just like that quote, if I'm going in front of the tribunal, I don't want to be asked these questions by those guys, the people I'm paying.
Yeah.
I want it to be my fans. Yeah. No, you don't, dude. The second you open yourself up to fans, now you can vet a bunch of fans and get a bunch of rah-rah homers that just love to be in your presence, and you could bring them all in and sign autographs, and they'll ask you softball questions. You can do that all day.
Yeah.
If you really want to talk to the fans, dude, they will light you up.
Yep.
And that's the thing is these guys don't realize that they are on the air as a conduit to their fans. You are talking to the fans. Yes, it's through these hosts who are nice enough to filter it so that you don't have to hear from the crazy Cowboy fan that wants to rip your head off.
Yeah.
That's what these guys don't get,
and
man.
That's why they're asking
crazy
about the moves you made or didn't make, because every fan wants to do that and give you the middle finger while they do it.
God, Jerry is such a...
It's amazing because, and someone said, didn't we just go through this with Dion? Yes, we did, because there is a difference when someone has an axe to grind. We've all seen it. Columnist, reporter, radio host, we've all seen it, right? We've all seen someone have an axe to grind and they go after someone. The problem becomes is when these jackwagons think that someone asking a question, even a respectful question, that somehow puts you in an uncomfortable spot, that is the same as someone with an axe to grind.
Right.
And they treat that the same way they would treat a Don LaGreca. And that is... That's absurd.
Yeah, you're right.
That's, you know,
but that's how they view it.
But
you piece of garbage.
You all get lumped in, because that's what I'm saying. So many people are used to having their asses kissed that they can't figure out the difference between someone kissing your ass and then someone kicking your ass or asking you a fair question, because there's a difference.
They want control.
Yes. Kissing and kicking, there are two absolute polar opposites. There has to be a middle ground, but they don't see it that way. If you're not doing one, then you're doing the other.
Okay, so which NFL owner is most deserving of the new Dan Snyder title? Tepper, 46%, Jera, 29%, Woody Johnson, 14%, and little old Mark Davis, 11%.
The best thing that happened to Mark Davis is all these other jackasses.
Well, I think some of that is Mark Davis sucks.
He just keeps his head down.
He's not a jerk.
No.
Like, from what I understand, Mark Davis is actually a pretty
guy. He's the lovable idiot. Doesn't know what he's doing, but he just keeps his head down. Whereas Woody Johnson, like... If you listen to anyone that covers the Jets, I guess there is no one that listens more to the media and the fans than Woody Johnson. He is a very... Woody Johnson will read an article and then make a decision based on what he feels the fans and the media are thinking. And that's...
It's a good way to run a team.
And that is a dangerous place to be.
Oh, that's not a good way to run?
That is not a good
You know, that's how a lot of people would run a team.
It's true.
That's how they would run it.
Yeah. And he just makes knee-jerk reactions based on the way the wind's blowing. And I'll give Jerry that, right? He doesn't make a lot of, just knee-jerk. For all the Al Davis comparisons, Al was like that. Al would do stuff, and you're like, dude, where the hell did that come from? Jerry is more measured. I will give him that.
Today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. If Oregon is to make the college football playoff, which team would you most want to avoid playing once there?
Oh.
Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Alabama. Vote hard.
Yeah,
great
Texas.
Question.
Texas.
See, I was going to... The reason I put this up there is I want to see how many people vote for Ohio State.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Since you already played them once.
I thought about it.
But I bet it is Texas.
I thought about it. I'm not certain you want to see Ohio State again.
I don't know that you do either.
So on a neutral field at Autzen, I just think those teams are so evenly matched. Neutral field during the shoe.
Anybody's ball game.
Anybody's ball game.
I mean, you won the game by the narrowest
of margins. I don't know if I want to see any of those teams. This is going to be a meat grinder. But Texas and Ohio State and flip a coin, those may just be the three best teams in the country. And I don't think you ever feel good about playing a team that's your equal because you know it's a coin flip.
So right now, Texas is leading 36%, right on their heels. Georgia, 33%.
And we'll see what happens, because Texas and Georgia this week.
Ohio State, 24%. And Alabama, 7%. Man, the Duck fans want to play Alabama.
Well, and let's be honest. Alabama, the last couple weeks,
they want DeBoer.
Has not looked great.
Bring him on.
Boo his ass.
By the way, Georgia, Texas.
Boo his ass!
This will be the first time in 50 games, that Georgia will be an underdog. 50 games.
Ooh.
They are finally an underdog.
Yeah, because they were they were the favorites at Alabama.
I think I'll take the points.
God.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I'll take
They're getting
points.
More than a field goal. It's like 3.5.
They're getting 3.5.
Give me
from
them.
From Sark?
Give me.
I'll take.
I get Texas is good, but.
Me too.
Have you seen Sark lately, by the way? He's becoming the color. I think there's something's up. He is literally becoming the skin tone of the Texas
the
Longhorns.
The burnt orange.
He is. I saw him the other day, and they were doing his press conference. I was like, oh, my God. He's the color of the logo. Has this ever happened? Like, that someone is the exact shade of their logo? It's thrown me for a loop. He's becoming George Hamilton.
Maybe he's doing that on purpose because their colors are burnt orange.
Is it that sunny down in Austin? Down in Austin?
No, that's a fake tan, dude.
Boy. Dude, lay it off, Sark. Just throw some shade on there, my man.
So that's your poll question. Vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan. All right, the landing loophole officially closed. That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dan Lanning in 20 minutes. No one can ever do what he did to Ohio State again. The loophole has been closed.
Yes.
The Lanning loophole. So
multiple coaches have used it. Somehow now it's a big deal. So,
well, yeah, you're right. It's like, why haven't they closed that before? Like, we saw it in the NFL. NFL closed it. Why wouldn't the NCAA just proactively close it?
They just needed a high profile time that it happened. Had this happened at the end of the first half of this game, no one cares. But it happened at the end of the game and, you know, and it kind of became a thing. It's like when when Terrell Owens broke his leg on the horse collar, that horse collar tackle had been problematic for years. But T.O. broke his leg. And so, and since it happened to T.O., it was like, oh my God, we can't have that happen. Dak broke his leg on the hip drop. So what are we doing? Well, now we got to change something. Buster Posey, right? Buster Posey.
They changed the home plate collision rule for
home plate,
yeah.
Simply because the biggest star at his position got run over.
Got
not
out,
Ray Fossey.
No, no.
Had to wait for Buster Posey.
And also not Jerry Rice. He got horse collared before the Owens rule.
Yeah, but it takes, you know, it
takes
kinda,
a couple.
It takes a couple, and then there's a big marquee one happen. Again, had that exact game happened between Toledo and South Alabama.
No one cares, and every coach in the country puts it in their back pocket to use themselves someday.
But, you know, it's something gets brought to light, and then, you know, people start writing about it. No one realized it at the time, but now it blew up into a big thing, and, you know, it's
so the you could argue, well, I mean, it was a big deal in the game. I mean, you could argue, if you think about it, Ohio State probably wins if he doesn't do that.
I mean, I don't know. It was an incomplete pass, so
you have 10 seconds instead of 6. So certainly his scramble, if you just say his scramble is the next play,
but
they get a timeout and a kickoff.
But there still would have been a play, so we don't know what
exactly.
We don't know what would have happened.
Of course, it's
play.
All hypothetical, yeah. But that really helped them win that game.
Absolutely.
That 4 seconds was enormous.
I think it saved the Ducks a defensive snap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what happened.
That's the safest way to say it.
I still can't believe that they lost that game with a timeout in their hip pocket. If I'm an Ohio State fan, I will never forgive Ryan Day and company for that.
This is what you like to defend Ryan Day, and I get it. He's a really good coach, but this is why they give
tough.
Him crap there,
yes.
Man. That's the kind of stuff that adds up.
These are the
because
sorts
they
of,
see it over and over in the biggest games.
Yeah. These are the sorts of things that are indefensible. And I do. I tend to defend good coaches. I defend good players. I think far too often we take the result of something and then we extrapolate it out, you know. One play goes the wrong way. If you thought Ryan Day was a bum coach, that game shouldn't define it. And if you thought he was a great coach, that shouldn't define it. But yes, when you have these glaring situations that pop up, USC, you know, USC's had a couple of these. When you lose one possession games, the freaking Chargers did this for years. Like, when you can't close out games, then And unfortunately for Ryan Day, even though I think he's a hell of a coach, I think 1-7 now.
Exactly.
Against top five teams.
And see, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't just one game.
No.
That's the problem. No. So Lanning has the losses to Washington, and he has the loss in the second half of that Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Those to date, before the Ohio State game, were his big...
Yeah, defining moments.
Well, they were his big black eyes, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's, what, four of those?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now tack on three more.
Yeah.
that's where Brian Day's at, yeah. And that's why fans are like, dude,
yeah.
What the hell?
Valid points. Valid points.
So here's what they're going to do. The NCAA, basically, they just issue a rules interpretation, a new rule interpretation.
Yes.
So thanks to Dan Lanning and staff, 12 men on the field in the final 2 minutes of either half, the offense can now choose to add the time back on the clock in addition to the 5-yard penalty.
Yes.
It is only if the 12 men on the field are actively participating. It is not if someone is trying to get off the field.
Yep. And by the way, that's what the NFL does. It's just they close the loophole, and good, because
that's the fairest way to adjudicate
it. It's the fairest way to do it, because a team that's committed a penalty should not be rewarded for it.
Could you fake the trying to get off the field?
Psych!
No, because unless you just were like following a guy in coverage and then you just kept running off the field. Like the ball hit you in the head. It's like, I was trying to get off the field.
Well, it's kind of like the hockey line change. If you have guys shuttling in and off and on the ice, it's fine as long as they don't actively participate in the play.
That gets a little dicey sometimes in hockey. Like in hockey, if you don't know, like guys are coming over the boards while the puck is still in play. And it happens quite a bit where a guy gets on the ice a little too soon and it's a lot of judgment calls. So I just look, I'm glad they addressed this because it's a little silly and it's good. The loophole was there. You use the loophole. Now it's been closed and we don't have to deal with this anymore. I just think sometimes we take small things and we just extrapolate them out. And I don't know, sometimes it gets a bit much for me because that game was so good. And I don't like when a game, and that's, I felt the same way about the PI call. I just don't like when great games are boiled down to flags of any sort, let alone loopholes or was it or wasn't. I don't like it. I like games.
Says right there on the drop, you love flags. What are you talking about?
I think that's tough, though, because I don't like it either. I don't think anyone likes it. But if players are doing things that deserve flags, don't we have to? Look, it's a tough spot to be in.
That's why I said I personally wouldn't have thrown the flag on the PI, but I understand why it was. Did you watch any of the Jets Monday night game, or were you allergic to it?
No, I was watching.
Most accepted penalties of the season, I think.
Yeah. 22 penalties were accepted, and like 40 were called. I mean, it was brutal.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch, but you know, and I was looking at some of those, and you're right. Some of them are just so blatant, but this was Chip Kelly. Hand to God, this was Chip Kelly's philosophy. He said he would say, I don't care how many hold early, because if they throw three or four holding penalties on us, they will not call it in the third or fourth quarter. We are going to make them continue to throw flags on us. That was his philosophy.
Yeah. He would end halves that way a lot if people were like going for it. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Just if you know the rules, leverage it to your team the best as you can.
So from that standpoint, even though it sucks when holding calls are happening and PIs and it's over and over and over again, if they're blatant, as crappy as it is, you can't just tell the officials throughout the course of a game, hey, there's been too many penalties, just let them do whatever the hell they want. It's a tough spot to be in, which is why I try not to be critical of those things. And just because I may not like a call, I understand why you threw the flag. Totally get it.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the Dan Lanning pregame show on The Fan. All right, Dan Lanning joins us in our next segue. Yeah, I was thinking about the loophole thing, the NCAA 12-man thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pulled up ESPN.com during the break, and it's still the top headline.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it's got to be, I was thinking about, because Lanning's coming up here, I was thinking about, you know, it's got to be frustrating for coaches, maybe players, anybody that's on the inside. You know, the FIBU thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know that whole deal.
FIBU.
Well, it means F everybody but us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, the Ducks have that.
Sure.
Yeah. And Lanning uses that. Some of that is, you know, kind of an eye roll. But some of it is this kind of stuff. Like, the reason teams use mantras like that is that it's got to be kind of insulting. All the work that you put in,
mm-hmm.
all the practices, all the weightlifting, all the meetings, all the study, all the coaching decisions, all the play calling, all the plays. A football game is just enormously complicated, mm-hmm. and it's hard.
Yeah,
and it's and for it to so you get this big one that lights the Northwest up for a weekend, mm-hmm. and all anybody wants to talk about is one call at the end of the game.
Yep,
that does have to be frustrating,
absolutely.
And I think that's the kind of stuff that leads to a FIBU type of mentality. Is like nobody gets it unless you're on the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally get it. That's why I said I don't like when end of games, whether it's flags or something like this, and this is what we point to. We hyperfixate on one thing. And I do know what it's like to play in I've never been 2 versus 3, but you know, I've played in big games and know what it takes to get prepared and you know
flags.
Having a team like Ohio State come in and you know, kind of us against the world sort of mentality, and you're right. And that game was won because of offensive line play and Harmon making a play in the middle and you know, Evan Stewart having a breakout game and cooking one of the best DBs in college football and Dylan Gabriel and, you know, all of those things. And yeah, it does suck that the two main things that people talk about are the 12th man thing and then the offensive pass interference call. I'm totally with you.
But it's why guys like Ryan Day get so frustrated.
Yes.
And maybe are a little more guarded. Because it always seems to come down to stuff like this. And, you know, the reality is a lot of us don't know what it's like.
Yeah. But I think anytime when you play a game like this, that's what I say, outcome, I mean, the scoreboard is what it is, right? I mean, one team wins, one team loses. But
wow, Trent.
Yeah, right?
It's a little Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer.
But the team that scores the most points
wins.
Will win the game.
Right? It's like, but we remember we talked about this with UW in Oregon. Right, last year. Well, they proved it multiple times. So Washington's the better team, right? But I mean, the margin in those squads are so damn razor thin. So right now, Oregon is better than Ohio State because the scoreboard proved it. But does anyone believe that Oregon or Ohio State are really better than each other? That's Ollie Frazier, right? Those are two great teams slugging it out. And it sucks in those games that someone has to lose and someone has to win. And that's how you determine who's better. But in reality, the margin of those things is so damn slim that on week to week, if you played that game every other week, there's no telling, you know, what happens in that. There just isn't. It's just in football, we don't get series like we do in baseball and the NBA. You get one crack. And for all that preparation, like you said, a lot of times it just comes down to one play that we hyperfixate on at the beginning. But like if the onside kick doesn't happen, if Harmon doesn't come up with that, if the Oregon interception probably happens on that first drive, which turns out that was an interception, then, you know, the sliding door thing, that game could be completely different and never comes down to that. But that's the beauty of sports, and it's why people watch, because in this era of 1,000 different entertainment choices and everything being scripted and whatnot, this is the one thing that you can't script, and it's the one thing that's live and we can never predict, which is why we all watch.
All right, today early, because the Ducks play on Friday this week at Purdue on The Fan. Dan Lanning joins us next when we return on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.